This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Hello. How's everyone doing? Oh, sure. Welcome, everyone, to ENN.
On TV.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's on TV. I'd like to start off today by saying that ENN is brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. Let's say good evening to Michael.
Where's Dayball from, by the way?
Canada. I think Toronto area.
Hey.
Let's say good evening to Don.
Sweeney Murdy was there.
Mm-hmm. And let's say good evening to myself.
You look like a psycho. Let's fix this.
And one more time, let me say good evening to myself.
I'll tell you what, Charlie has a hose.
That's a good one.
I really don't want that to win.
Well, no, it's not going to win.
Joe Skihoang.
Yeah,
it might hang around a while.
Yeah, that's a one. I think that's a one seed we're talking about.
Skihoang?
Yeah, Skihoang.
Yeah,
it's a top five seed.
Well, let's ask the man who makes these decisions.
Andrew, where are you feeling about that?
Definite top five. Probably top three.
Ooh. Wow.
Any chance at a one?
Yeah, I would say there's a chance. I'll have to go back and do some research.
Is this the least favorite thing you do during the year?
Yes, because it's an extraordinary amount of work, and I'm ripped for all of it. So yes. I got to give a closer look to Peter's region.
And when you say ripped for all of it, meaning we rip you, not the fact that you're, like, ripped.
No, I mean, I'm mocked by you. Well, by listeners on Twitter, callers, all
of the things about this show, you should be very, very satisfied when it's over for a job well done.
Eberflus!
I'm also noticing, Andrew, you have a full beard. Usually you have that, you know, fake 5 o'clock shadow you do. What's with the full beard?
I just haven't shaved in a while. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of beards, one troubling thing did happen at the Royal Rumble. I used a different barber who I'd never used before, and he made my beard uneven.
Oh, no.
So in the middle of the show, Paul Heyman texted me, and we went to a package, and so I looked at my phone, and he's like, dude, you look like Two-Face. One side of your beard is one length. The other side of your face is the other length.
Well, get used to it. If you lose the bet, that's what it's going to be.
Well, if you're joining us late, the bet has been decided.
Locked in 2 weeks.
Locked in. Rosenberg Bengals. Donnie with the Rams.
Pick them.
Oh, yeah, we did. We picked them. We picked them. Can you imagine? And I guess I was thinking about yesterday if I'd picked San Francisco, because originally I actually liked San Francisco to cover too. But it wouldn't have done anything for me. I still wouldn't do the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it didn't make a difference. Although it does make a difference for the fact that we didn't pick up any points yesterday on Dave and Rick. We got a little bit of a problem, guys.
Well, we got to figure out how we're going to do it, because I don't want to have to be forced into take opposite what they take, and I don't want this thing to end in a tie.
And do they just get to keep going first? No, they shouldn't get to go first again.
Well, the last win, they won.
Yeah,
and
but
then the last 2 weeks have been ties.
Well, first of all, I didn't even know that was the way we did it.
Yeah,
I thought we alternated.
Yeah, I think it's our turn.
And we were supposed to alternate from what I understand.
Don, let's put our foot down. We make the call this time.
Yeah. And just see what they do about it.
You've already ruined the segment anyway by picking it 2 weeks early.
No, we already had a caller say it wasn't ruined.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a nice back and forth all
that
week.
That was the same caller that said there were not urinals at Brown Science, I believe.
It sounded like his high school experience was, you know, dinosaurs were in the parking lot. So I wouldn't rely on his memory at all.
Let's
you know that humans weren't around when dinosaurs were in the
parking lot. That's how far we went back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl, shall we? My Cincinnati Bengals got some good news. Yeah, it looks like their tight end, C.J. Uzma.
Uzama.
You sure?
Uzama. It sounds like the former president's name.
Obama Uzama.
That's the way you remember it, yeah.
Uzama has a sprained MCL, and Coach Zach Taylor thinks he could be available for Super Bowl 56. Now, we're talking about what we're picking and what that number is. Well, that number right now is anywhere between 3.5 and 4 points for the Rams. The Rams being 3.5 to 4 point favorites over the Bengals.
Caesars has it at 4.5.
Hmm. 4.5's high.
Take it. Grab it now.
I already did.
No, no, not against Don. Bet some money on it.
Pick him. Show me something.
You know this is a bet that Don wants to lose. He wants that physical pain in the worst way.
There's a lot of people. See, that's what Andrew and I were talking about.
Oh, really? Yeah. Behind my back, in front of me, like that, under my nose?
He said it's a – well, Andrew –
how could he under your nose and behind your back?
It's both.
He was saying,
I'm getting pegged.
You're getting pegged?
He was saying that it's a – and wow, yeah, 4.5, man. He was saying it's a fascinating situation because you have
– he can't lose.
You have me, who really doesn't want to grow my hair out, up against Don, who desperately wants to get pegged.
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't love care. Pegging. Because I'm the only one that comes up with really interesting things when I lose. Because, listen, Peter's not going to look like Larry Fine. He's going to be fine. It's not going to be a big deal. Mm. And then you with your red hair, you get a gag out of it. They make it a meme. You'd spin it into something that's pretty cool. And it's not anything that anybody's really going to enjoy on the radio anyway, which we care most about. But this is going to be something. But I don't want to lose. I hate losing. I don't want back-to-back years being third. I want to win.
Does it bother you that I win, that I won this year?
Because it's arbitrary, and it really doesn't matter. It doesn't reflect how much you know about football.
In this case, it does.
Well, and yeah.
Had a big finish.
I was like Yankees in the 50s. For so long that right, I'm now, good.
But now you're like the Mets in the early 60s.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think we're all kind of bunched up together, and it's all just for fun. Oh. But at least I come up with some imagination, and we'll see if we can get David Cohn or Al Leiter. Maybe we'll tell CC that it's you so we can get him there.
That's funny. That's legitimately funny.
That's quality stuff.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff, yeah.
He'd work out for months to get that, to pelt me.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear from Rex Ryan, who was
Rex.
He was on with Dave and Rick earlier, saying that Joe Burrow has Brady-esque qualities.
I always say what I believe, you know, through my eyes and you know, through 30 years of coaching, and that's why I said I've seen that look. I've seen that look, you know, on the other side with Tom Brady, you know, a guy that's now leaving. He's got the same mannerisms, the same eyes, the same leadership. He pumps air into his teammates. That's the mark of a great leader. And,
well, not his
and
footballs.
To me, like well, the Cincinnati Bengals, he got teammates thinking they're great. They may look average, but they're playing a hell of a lot better because that's what a great player does. He elevates the play of others, and that's what Joe Burrow is.
Now, Joe Burrow is the first number one overall pick quarterback to reach the Super Bowl within his first two seasons.
Joe, being a good reporter, I've got to ask about the jewel.
Relax yourself.
Don't worry about that. Okay, however, he joins one quarterback as the only two quarterbacks since 1950 to lead game-winning drives in each of their first two career road playoff starts.
Is that Tom Terrific?
No.
No?
Don, I'll give you one guess.
Ed Hospodar.
Here's a hint. It's not one of the names that's going to jump right out. It's an interesting name.
So it's the lead?
in his first two road playoff games, had game-winning drives. Basically, as a kid with the ultimate pressure cooker situation. It's in recent memory. Relatively recent memory.
Russell Wilson?
Close. The year was right. Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
But can we get back to Rex for a second?
Please, go ahead.
Come on. Can we stop? Listen, he's been fabulous. He's a fabulous quarterback.
Now you got to call him Brady.
Tom Brady. Give me a break. All right? Come on. We need way more evidence. And you know what? Chase is a legit great. All right? I don't know if Burrow's making him great, but Chase is a great wide receiver. And we can't take away anything that he's accomplished here, but we can't also ignore the fact Carr had him at the goal line to maybe tie the game in the first playoff game. And then you look at what happened with Tennessee in the second, and then what Kansas City was a major part of what happened. That pick in the fourth quarter could have opened the door for Kansas City to come back and win the game. So it's a team sport. There's a lot of things that go into there. You got to give credit to Cincinnati's defense. But we talked about those numbers.
No, they're not.
280, two touchdowns, an interception. Those are great numbers for a kid playing in what, his third playoff game.
Right, but
those were not numbers you thought would be good enough to be able to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, they were not numbers that jump out and you go, you know what I'm thinking about now? Tom Brady. But the ice in his veins does appear to be really
No,
unique.
He's the next great quarterback in this league. But can we pump the brakes on the greatest
chill.
That ever played?
Let's chill on comparing to the greatest that's ever played.
Yeah.
Burrow was asked also, by the way, if the diamonds that he wore into the game last night were real.
Joe, being a good reporter, I've got to ask about the jewels. Are they real?
They're definitely real. I think I make too much money to have fake ones, so, you know, these are real.
First time I didn't love them, that answer.
I make too much money for them to be fake?
Yes, stop.
I mean, it's being...
A lot of people that are fans, you know, they don't have that kind of money.
But he is being honest. I mean, you don't have to pretend.
Just say they're real. You don't have to say I make too much money.
I mean, it's awkward when you do that, but I don't think he meant anything by it.
I think he did. He's very cocky. Mostly it's for good, but that's a cocky answer.
What would have been better? That answer, which was honest but a bit awkward, or if when he got asked the question, he just went, look at me. Next.
That would have been worse. Look at me is worse.
Here's Mahomes talking about the play calling at the end of the first half.
We had just ran a play, took 4 seconds to play before where I burned it. So I knew that the time was low, obviously, and knew we needed to get points. We called a play that we were trying to get someone over the middle quick. I was supposed to throw the ball away. I got a little greedy there and try to give to Tyreek and get a touchdown. They had two people out there. In the long run of things, it looks bad, but if we had another chance, I would have went for another play again.
Gone for another play.
Went for, gone.
Well, I don't think anybody is criticizing not kicking the field goal there. I think running a play was the smart thing to do. But you
got to throw to the end zone.
But you can't dump it off the hill. That was the mistake. I mean, there's got to be a play call where it's quick, no one open, throw it out of the back of the end zone, leave yourself time. We talked about it with Prescott. You've got to got that clock in your mind. And I really do believe in my heart that he thought it was okay because he had a timeout.
I also saw on Twitter, Eli Apple was showing off and talking trash about Tyreek Hill for making his play. And Tyreek responded like, hey, dude, give me a call. You got a problem, give me a call.
Eli Apple has...
No, he's got issues when it comes to running.
He's got a mouth that is not commensurate to his talent.
Yeah, no, that is exactly true. He like, you can say what you want about Odell and his antics at times, but there's no denying his talent. Eli's, you're still showing if you're a good player. Yeah, you're on a good team right now.
He was smoked up until that moment.
Great play, though.
That was a nice play.
But yeah, let's he never stops with the Twitter trash talk.
Well, it's a nice play, but if he doesn't make it, we're killing him. I mean, so it was a nice play to make.
That's a great point. It's a play you should make. It's right. The play you're supposed to make.
Right.
You had the angle. You're supposed to get him down, not get your ankles broken.
Because you never thought for a second when Hill caught the ball that he was going to make it to the end zone.
Let's hear from Dan Orlovsky. What should Kansas City have done before the half? Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't
have
to.
What I did not like about the play was, why did they not just take a guy like Travis Kelce, put him by himself, and say, hey, we're going to take a shot here. We don't need this touchdown. We want this touchdown. Put Travis Kelce by himself. We're either going to run a slant or a fade route. You know that, Patrick, that's your only option. We're throwing the ball there. If not, it goes out of bounds, and we're going to take our 3 points.
Guys, let's move over to the other side, the Rams game. That's right. And one moment that was critical was the safety's drop of that interception for San Francisco. It's kind of hard to talk about that game and not talk about Jaquiski Tartt's drop. It was literally right. It looked almost like, guys, like he was catching a punt. And it just, an easier punt, like a baby punt. And it just fell out of his hands. And here's Shanahan talking about the drop.
I haven't got a chance to talk to him, but to everybody. I mean, Tartt has done a lot of good things. I thought he was one of the best players on the field last week versus Green Bay. You know, I've loved him being our team here since I've been here. And, you know, I know he's disappointed in that drop that he had, but there's a lot of other plays in the game. And I'm very happy that Tartt was on our team this year.
It is interesting, though. If he makes that play, they win. They go to the Super Bowl.
It's a 10-point lead, and there's under 10 minutes left, and it's right in his hands. He said, that's a play I should make in my sleep.
It wasn't a 10-point lead. It was 17-14.
Oh, it got
to a 3-point lead. They were driving to get that tying field goal, which is what they did. They lose the game. If he catches that ball, they lose the game. Mm.
He said, that's a play I should make in my sleep, and I did not make it. And
can you imagine how hard that play would be to make in your sleep? I mean, you're sleeping.
Yeah, you're trying to relax.
So a ball is coming right to your stomach. You're sleeping. You don't know. I wonder why people say that. Can't make that play in your sleep.
He said, it's a moment a lot of athletes I know dream of. Just being in this moment, big game, you can make the game-changing play. For me, that's something I was thinking about all week. I know I can make that play, and when the play came up, I didn't make it. I know that was a big play in the game, a big opportunity for me and for the team, and as a player, I just feel like I let my brothers down.
But there's no way you could say that they definitely win the game if he makes that pick.
No, they could have punted it right back.
No, because what San Francisco is doing offensively with Garoppolo, well, who's to say that they get the ball at the 35, they go 3 and out, and they're still like 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes
and really
for,
nothing
for
changes.
Them to answer. I don't think you can say that with the way that they were playing offensively in the second half. So you're saying the Rams had to come away with points on that drive?
Yeah.
Because basically all that would have been was a punt. So because if they go 3 and out, the Rams, they punt the ball away with 9 minutes left in the game,
but
down three?
They used a lot of that 6 minutes to get to a position for Gay to kick the field goal. So let's say San Francisco, and remember, the Rams are out of timeouts, Don. So San Francisco at least runs off 2 minutes off the clock.
All right, but that's
now,
what
now all of a sudden you're asking them to do right. It in 3:50.
Well, wait
if it's a good punt.
I'm just looking at the play now. There, if he makes the pick and he gets tackled, he went down, would have been touched at the 33 with 9:47 to go. So if the Rams are when you consider Shanahan wasn't really asking Garoppolo to do very much there. Mm-hmm. And with the Rams having no timeouts, they're probably going to be conservative to try to work the clock. Like, how much time do you think they're really going to be able to take off if they go 3 and out? They run 2 plays and then throw on a 3rd and 7 incomplete. There's going to be more than 7 minutes left, even if it's more than 6.
But remember the time that we're talking about that they had the ball, they had McKinnon ran 9 yards on the first down. So, I mean, you would think that they might get a first down, even though Garoppolo's not right.
That's fine, but the Rams are going to get the ball back. I don't think San Francisco is going to go on a 10-minute drive to close out the game.
Yeah,
so at some point, there's going to be a third down. They're going to have to throw the football. I understand it's a big play, but to think that they would have been able to ice the game from there, I don't think so. And only needing 3?
But the result is in, and now a Super Bowl for the Rams. Let's hear from Odell about going to the Super Bowl.
I'm trying to just live in the moment and not get too far ahead and thinking about it, but it doesn't mean anything unless we go do it. So enjoy this moment for right now. I stayed down. I stayed prayed up. I told somebody I was going to be playing in the Super Bowl in L.A. I didn't know I was going to be a Ram. And I'm just overcome with joy and emotions. Just God is good.
Happy Odell. Super Bowl bound. 113 yards yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of the CBS halftime show that you guys mentioned earlier.
All right.
He's got time filled, and he's burning them. The question is, the answer is time. That's what Patrick Mahomes is.
It's like Don at the... Yeah, we fancy like
Applebee. I'll tell you what, Yeah, we for the amount of money that these networks pay for these games, the NFL should write CBS a check.
How long did it last?
The entire halftime show. And then James Brown threw it to the Halo promo.
Halo.
Yeah. Now, that song, by the way, is like one of the top TikTok performance songs. So if those five guys stood up and did the dance that you do to that song, it would have been hilarious. It would have been a home run. But I'm sure that maybe Nate Burleson knows.
So who? I'm not sure who, other than the artist, who benefits from that halftime performance. Are people like questioning whether they would go to the game? Unless there was a really good halftime show. Didn't end up on TV, right?
No, nope. It's for the live crowd.
Well, who needs that?
The live crowd.
For what?
They want to be entertained.
They're getting entertained by a game.
But there's no game at that point at halftime. We want to sit there
again,
and look at it.
It's the NFL. We're going to have two slugs race from the 45 to the 50. What does it matter? You're in the building already. Your
entertain
team is in the championship
me, clowns.
Game. Why do I have to feel like I entertain them? The only reason you do that is to get people like, well, nobody's going to go to this game unless we get a really good halftime show. Give me a break. And then to have it interrupt halftime? Like I got no dog in the fire with CBS. I didn't even watch it. You guys had to tell me.
Why wouldn't you have watched halftime? I don't get it.
I have no interest.
But you watched the game. What'd you do during halftime?
I got things to do. I got kids. I got a lot going on. Honestly.
So you make plans during halftime?
No, I don't make plans. It's just that that's where I go. Maybe I get up to get something to eat, or maybe the kids want to play, or I'll flip and see what else is on.
Maybe a bathroom.
I just watched the first half. I need like seven people to analyze what I saw.
Five.
Saw it. No, I'm serious. And
flush it.
When I was of a certain age, Michael, I would wake up like at kickoff at 1.
Oh, yeah, you didn't need the pregame.
Don't need pregame.
Because you slept right
post-game.
Till noon.
You know, somebody who's made a living with pre and post, don't watch them. Don't consume them.
That is very funny, by the way, that you professionally do pre and post.
And I sleep right till noon.
You have no interest.
And it's not like a conceit, like I don't need them. I'm good.
Oh, it's total conceit. Total conceit.
No.
Like you know more than a Super Bowl MVP.
No.
An MVP season, a Hall of Fame coach, and the most handsome analyst in the world, Nate Burleson. You know more than them.
No. I don't know anything close to them.
Then why would you want to listen?
He doesn't need it.
I don't care. Well, I'd like to formulate my own opinion.
See? He's an original, Michael.
No, so I didn't feel like I missed anything. Apparently, I didn't.
We had Giants' new head coach, Brian Daboll.
We sure did.
Program earlier.
Like
Daboll. Bills' offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll. Okay. And
Daboll.
Unless you're eating lunch at a table.
I realize now, I don't know if there's any one of those worse in retrospect than Jimmy Garoppolo. It can't be.
You've had some beauties, though.
But it can't be understated. That one's really historic. Especially now that he's like a complete household name. Really, it's special in retrospect. You guys can watch a big clip. I just posted a clip of it on my Twitter account. You guys should all repost that.
And I retweeted that.
There you go. Yes, posted as well. So if you want to watch the coach and listen to him with us. What was your guys' main takeaway from Coach Dabes?
I think he came off well. He didn't answer. It didn't give us any state secrets. So obviously he knows the questions that he shouldn't answer. But I thought he came off well. But again, I'm done evaluating guys on their press conferences because I was driving Judge to Canton.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of go in just – the only time I've ever been blown away by a press conference of a new hire for the Giants was Coughlin. I thought Coughlin really won the room, and it turned out to be a great hire. But, you know, he'd said all the right things, but I didn't sense, you know, my way or the highway, or I'm going to come in here and I'm going to change. No, he if anything, I think he's been somewhat conservative as far as predictions are concerned. He doesn't want anything hung on him. He realizes he's got a lot of work to be done based on their record. He hasn't evaluated the team enough to know where it's going to finish. I always thought it was laughable. Rex was predicting coming out of the lockout they were going to go to the Super Bowl, had no idea who was going to be on his team. Like, so that kind of bravado just comes across as false. I didn't get that from him. Like, there's a level of confidence that he's going to do a good job, but as far as what that's going to look like in 2022, how could he possibly know? I think he likes Daniel Jones, but I didn't get a sense that he's in love with the guy, that he's the quarterback, and he's under contract, and he's going to give him a good look. But
well, Jordan Ronan is saying that they interviewed 9 people for head coach, and 6 of them really liked Daniel Jones. And I'm sure, you know, you pick who you want to pick if you're the owners. The 3 that didn't like him got eliminated immediately.
Right, and we heard.
I'm sure they were not the finalists.
And we heard from Mara last week. They clearly like him.
And
speaking of Mara, Michael, did you hear that he said that there was no – they didn't really look into
– I did see that.
Sean Payton.
You're trying to aggravate me. Because what he said was, we didn't look into him because he's under contract. Okay, John, so that only stands if, in fact – Sean Payton does not coach for the next 3 years. But if he coaches the next year or the year after, that means that somebody did inquire while he was still on the contract.
But that just speaks. They obviously, because we heard from Joe that they did inquire. So
no,
just
he never said that, Don. Mm-hmm. Joe never said that they inquired. Mara said today they did not inquire.
But they did.
He said they didn't.
But Joe
he said specifically
that
he didn't.
Mara said from Joe.
But Mara said that they didn't.
Because Mara is somebody that's very buttoned up, and he's not going to – it's an easy thing to say he's under contract. He knows the lay of the land. He knows Sean. He knows he wasn't going to come here. And he understood what the compensation was going to be. You heard what Mike Tannenbaum said. It was going to cost both firsts this year and a first next year. So if you know in your mind you're not going to give that, and you know that that's what they're going to be asking for, isn't that – in a way, doing your due diligence?
Well,
he knows the
never,
lay of the land.
That means you'll never ask out the pretty girl.
Well, but you if you okay. know the pretty girl, if you – all right, you didn't go
see,
up to her
See,
we
just started, Peter. You see?
Right. Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. Maybe
What's
we should,
that?
You guys are going to go back and forth forever is what he's saying.
No, but can I throw out a stupid analogy too?
Go ahead.
Sure.
So you see a girl, you're attracted to her, you want to ask her out. Now, you don't go up to her and ask her out, but you start looking around and you find out that she really doesn't like you, or she doesn't like your type, or she's seeing somebody else. All right, did you inquire? Technically, no, you didn't ask her out, but you did the work to realize that it was futile and it wasn't going to happen.
All right. Now, that's actually a pretty apt – that's an apt response. Guys, by the way, as we close out, on this day – 1 year ago.
Oh, well, I know this.
You know what I'm saying? What else do I expect to see? You know? Talk to me. Tell me something.
There's more than that, Truth.
What you got?
You didn't see this? John Cena's here.
Where he at?
John Cena's right over there.
Okay, excuse me. I got to go.
Yeah. John's right over there.
John! JC! John!
Oh! Wait. Oh, my. Is this really happening right now? Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
here is your winner and the new 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
I'm gonna get you, Michael. Okay?
My,
what?
And that will
like do it.
That will do it for ENN. Brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker or the Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
I watched it last night. The people at the desk were great. I mean, it was like they really had no idea. They were stunned. They were sickened. The guy was sickened by the fact that you won.
Yeah, that was JBL. And I think he was taken aback by
that guy. Makes some headphones, man.
No, different guy.
Different guy?
I think after all these years, Michael.
Yeah.
That wrestlers would not be as easily distracted as they are.
Right, and ladders, and why put the folding chairs by the mat? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, don't get into long discussions with the ref when you know you can get destroyed by a chair.
It's a good point. You guys,
why bring the ladder into the ring? It doesn't make sense.
We're way past the clock time.
All right, we're going to take a brief time out. We'll take some phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. We're going to lead you right into the Knicks and the Kings tonight. No De'Aaron Fox. He's out tonight for the Kings. So maybe the Knicks could win this one. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.